It's about 8 minutes after eight with Grace on Dial-A-Bit Monday. And I don't think any Dial-A-Bit Monday would be complete without some tales of numb, huh? About some tales of my time in hell. Yeah, the name on my uniform said Grease Minnelli, but everybody knew me as Sergeant Fury. Quang 3, 1967. We've been out on a forced march, and we were headed back to base, and my men looked good. We were marching along saying, hip, two, three, four, Sergeant Fury is his name. Hip, two, three, four, killing commies is his game. Hip, two, three, four, I don't know, but I've been told. Hip, two, three, four, Eskimo tune is mighty cold. On the left, two, three, on the right, two, three, sound off, one, two, three. I mean, these men look good. I mean, when they turned their heads, I could hear their eyeballs clicking. Well, one of the men came up to me and said, so I tell you what, the men have had a good unit, they've had a good body count. What do you say we break him for camp early, spend the night here, and that way we can just have an easy march of it back to base tomorrow? I said, good idea. I said, Corporal Peters, you run ahead to base. You stay at the base tonight. You tell them that we're breaking camp out here. Men and machinery will be breaking down at coordinate 197.2. He said, yes, sir. I said, Peters, don't get lost, all right? He said, no, sir. So he took off. I said, all right, dismount. One of the men came over to me and said, Sergeant, I said, what is it, Shapiro? He said, I know for a fact that about half a mile down this road is this place called Madam News. And, I mean, if you really want to reward the men, you take them to Madam News and they'll be a little humble. I said, good idea. What the hey? The men have earned it. I said, men, hold it right there. Dig no more ditches. We are moving out. Everybody goes to Madam News and I'm paying for the whole thing. Everybody cheered. Yeah, I said, all right, let's move out. Let's move it. Here we are at Old Quang Tree. Hip, two, three, four. They're gonna do some hobbledy. Hip, two, three, four. As we're marching along, he said, it's too bad Peters ain't here. He's missing out on anything. Gobble, gobble, gobble. So I walk up to the door. All the men were standing there in the driveway. Madam New opened the door. She said, oh, I don't know if I have enough girls. Let me see. How many of you are there? I said, I looked over my shoulder. I said, let me see here. We got 44 of us without Peters. She said, well, then why you come here? I said, hey, cut the jokes. Come on, my men are solid and hot, and they are ready. She said, come on in. I said, all right, men, let's go. Well, we all broke off into our various rooms, and there I was reclining with someone who was saying to me, I said, yeah, right, whatever you say, I love you too, come here, baby, come here. Well, no sooner had I planted a kiss on her lips when the window broke and something came flying through. Imagine my shock and horror when I looked there, lying on the bus, repeated, was a grenade! I grabbed that sleaze bag, we both rolled off the bed just in time because... Grab your gun! Move out, move out! Lay down cover fire, Shapiro! Watson, Watson! Watson! Move it, move it! I came rolling around the corner. I headed down the stairs at full speed, and there was Shapiro crouched, firing out the window. He said, isn't it ironic, Sarge? Here we are at Madam News. Here's the NVA at Madam News. Two sides in a conflict. Both of us trying to find a little pleasure in a world of pain. I said, hey, what are you, Rod McEwen? Shut up, Shapiro, and keep shooting! Grenade! I said, man, we're going to have to make a break for it. I might command everybody out the front door. Just then, Madam New came up to us. She said, no, we have secret tunnel, secret way out of here. I said, all right, follow the little lady boys. And everybody went running down the secret tunnel. But before I left, I laid a whole wad of plastic explosive right in the middle of the floor. Meanwhile, the enemy kept firing through the windows. It was a regular inferno of lead. Well, it turned out the tunnel led to a little hilltop right in back of them, and as we sat there, they kicked down the door and they all went running right through. And I picked up my radio-controlled detonated device, and I hit that switch as soon as the place got full of commies! Let her rip, boys! Wasnuski came running over and said, boy, did you see that, Sarge? They got blown sky high! I said, well, that's more than I can say for us.
Take, let's go.